Acquisition costs. Costs associated with acquiring inventory include unit costs of materials, as well as costs for necessary processes, such as ordering, handling, and setup. The price paid for inventory is a variable cost. For example, the cost varies with production and sales levels, and the amount of inventory forecast to meet needs. The cost of staff involved in purchasing is a fixed cost, unit cost. Unit cost is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as total labor, material, and overhead cost for one unit of production. It is the price the customer pays to assume ownership of the inventory. For the supplier, the unit cost must cover material, labor to produce the items. Overhead, for example, facility costs, described below. Packaging costs are often driven by product characteristics. Inbound transportation. In an inventory cost analysis that includes unit cost, the unit measure must be defined. This unitization usually reflects the way an item is stocked, by truckload, pallet, case, or item. The unit cost may be affected by the volume of the purchase and economy of scale. In other words, the unit cost for a pallet of flour will vary depending on the number of pallets ordered. Overhead costs. Overhead costs are the costs incurred in the operation of a business that cannot be directly related to the individual goods or services produced. For example, a chemical manufacturer must pay for the following: labor contributed by managers and staff who receive and process external orders, create shipping orders and invoices, and monitor delivery and payment. Personnel who receive and distribute supplies internally, and those who package and ship products to customers. IT staff who support systems used in these processes. Periodic safety training costs, as well as the cost of personal safety devices and clothing. Parts and supplies used to package goods for shipment, including special containers for trucks. Disposal costs for parts that must be segregated from the normal waste stream. Labor, parts, supplies, and waste associated with shifting from production of one chemical to another to fulfill an inventory order, for example, removing residual chemicals and equipment, and cleaning and recalibrating equipment, disposal of materials, cleaning supplies. Downtime or lost productivity is also included as a cost. Note that this is a broad list of things that might be considered part of overhead costs. They may also be considered setup costs for some types of strategic level analyses. For example, in some cost analysis, items on this list would be limited to just the direct costs associated with switching production from one type of product to another. Ordering cost. Ordering cost is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the costs that increase as the number of orders placed increases. Ordering cost is used in calculating order quantities and includes costs related to the clerical work of preparing, releasing, monitoring, and receiving orders, the physical handling of goods, inspections, and setup costs as applicable. Ordering cost is a key factor in calculating the size and frequency of orders. Embedded in ordering cost are setup costs. Setup costs are incurred during the process of preparing a production line to create product. Setup costs are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as costs such as scrap costs, calibration costs, downtime costs, and lost sales associated with preparing the resource for the next product. Setup costs may also be referred to as changeover or turnaround costs. Handling cost. Handling cost is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the cost involved in the movement of material. In some cases, the handling cost depends on the size of the inventory. This may include a share of capital costs for purchasing handling equipment, for example, forklifts, tools, and equipment needed for handling hazardous materials, labor, for example, transporting goods to or from the warehouse, inspecting ingoing and outgoing shipments for completeness or damage, or packaging for transportation, for example, materials required to protect goods, special needs such as refrigerated packaging.